from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, we are inching closer to the NBA draft. And the Atlanta Hawks, courtesy of the draft lottery, have the number one overall pick. And there are a number of guys to choose from should they keep that pick. You have Zachary Richechet, Alex Saar.
You're doing a great job with that name, by the way.
I'm really focusing on Richechet. Yeah. I don't know if I'm doing it right or not. But and then, of course, I want to butcher Donovan Clingan. There we go. Those are just among some of the top names that could be tied to this number one overall pick. Should they keep it?
Well, everybody continues to talk about what we did yesterday about whether or not Alex Saar wants to come to Atlanta. They have not been able to schedule a workout with him. Obviously, the same agent, Bill Duffy, as Luka Doncic and Al Horford and everything else that's going on around Alex Saar. And, I mean, this has not.
He has not?
I don't know. That's a good question, Rob. If you're phrasing it as a question, that's right. A great question, because you would think the number one pick, you would kind of make a little room to be able to do that, especially since he spent 2 years here for Overtime Elite and has spent a lot of time in Atlanta. But Brian Windhorst kind of discussed this on the Hoop Collective podcast, and he talked about the fact that this is not like an Eli Manning situation. It's not about the market. It's not about everything going on. It's simply the fact that he wants to play the four. And that is a position here. If you go all the way down the roster for the Atlanta Hawks, Jalen Johnson is the one name that is not going to be mentioned as being moved at all. That is the one guy that really has become somebody that's not going to leave Atlanta. I mean, you go all the way down, every other person on the roster we've heard mentioned, Clint Capella, even as far as, you know, Trey Young, DJ, you know, DeAndre Hunter is a guy that you would expect that has an interesting future ahead for the Atlanta Hawks. But Jalen Johnson ain't going nowhere. And Alex Saar, if his camp believes he's in the four, you know, maybe that's a situation where you want to land somewhere else. And evidently, he doesn't really covet the number one slot just as much as finding the right landing spot. And I think it just leaves a lot of questions to Atlanta Hawks fans of – how much do you want a guy here that maybe doesn't want to be here? And having
can you convince him to want to be here?
Well, and I think that's the thing.
Draft
I think it depends
him and then
on
see what happens.
Yeah, it depends on how much you value him, right? If you value him highly and you think he's far and away the number one pick and far and away the best player in this draft, then yeah, I think you draft him. I think you draft him and you say, all right, Bill Duffy, if you really don't want your guy to be here, you might want to go talk to somebody else and make that known, because we're going to, you know, kind of hold that pick hostage from now. And so I think you, to me, and this is after talking to a number of people yesterday, you draft Alex Saar if you think he's that guy, and then you force some other kind of move if he doesn't want to be here. And that, because somebody else is going to value him, and he's obviously a great player, but this is not one of those years we talked about yesterday where there's a Victor Wembanyama that you feel like is far
and
away above everybody
yet.
Else.
In all fairness, we don't
but
know
I mean,
that yet.
But we don't know that, but it's all about the pre-draft process. And Victor Wembanyama was going to be the number one pick 2 years out. You know what I mean? You knew who he was when he was 15, 16, and he was going to be that guy. And obviously had a good rookie year, but I don't think we have that guy in the draft right now. And so number of questions still leaning around Alex Starr.
Well, I was looking at this Sports Illustrated article by Jackson Caudill, and he was talking about the Collective Hoops podcast and what Wendy had to say, and Givney, the other guy that does the podcast with him, Jonathan Givney, And he then posed his own question, which was, you know, could the Hawks, there's still talk, he's saying, that they are still interested in Starr and that they could possibly make a play. You know, if you're acting like you're going to keep him, that might force the Wizards' hand to try to, you know, trade. And so, but that was just one idea, one possibility that he was discussing.
It's just, it'll be interesting to me. I think the most interesting part of this entire ordeal is, if you either want to trade Alex Starr or trade the first pick, either one, this is not, we've talked about this before, numbers 1 through 12 seem interchangeable at this point, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Donovan Klingon and Reza Shea and Reed Shepard and Dalton Connect and everybody else that could slide into one of those early picks. So you wonder how much value you actually get from Washington and San Antonio and some of those other teams inside of the top 10, because it's not like if you're not highly coveting the number one pick in Alex Starr, if you don't think he's far and away as the number one guy, then how much is anybody else thinking he's not, you know, far and away?
If you can't get him in for a workout, then how much can you actually play up?
Right. It's like, the Washington, if they're sitting there too and they want Alex Starr, if I'm Washington, I'm calling Atlanta's bluff going, dude, I ain't trading up. You know, why would I trade up? And the thing is, I think when you look at San Antonio's situation, and that's been the team that's connected to Atlanta as well, when you look at their situation, they've got Victor. Right, they don't have to make any crazy moves.
They don't.
They need a serviceable point guard.
Yep.
They need a number of players around him, obviously, but he's going to make everybody immediately better. Not that Trae Young won't, but Victor is such a unicorn when it comes to basketball prospects that it's like, you know what? If I'm San Antonio, I'm sitting at 4, and I got 8 as well. Whoever falls to me, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm good.
Oh, Dalton Connect, yep. Yeah, great. I'd love to have you. I don't think there's any. I don't know what the word is, but Atlanta just doesn't have leverage, in my opinion, right now. They have the number one pick, but they've got the least amount of leverage you've had in a long time, especially when you add in the fact that, like you said, you haven't been able to get him into workout.
Due to the perceived sexiness or lack thereof of this draft, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are also just lots of questions, too, about what would happen with Atlanta's playmakers, with DeJounte Murray, with Trae Young.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you guys saw this. It was kind of a few days ago, but it's still a topic of discussion very much now with the draft looming. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer reported that the Lakers could be in play to make a trade with the Hawks for DeJounte Murray and Clint Capella in a move that could help.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience, is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Help both teams.
I think the whole conversation around DJ and Trey is very interesting for a number of reasons. Number one, Trey is obviously the better player, and he's more highly coveted. But DJ is so affordable. You know, he's on a contract that's not breaking the bank. It's not a super max deal. It's not anything crazy. So when you look at it from that perspective, it almost evens things out in terms
this may sound ridiculous. Is he really the better player? More explosive score, elite score, but that's about, well, you're averaging 10 DJ? Assists a game. Yeah, he is.
No matter how you want to slice it, he's a better defender.
I'm a better defender than Trey.
Right. I have been trying to give Trey his flowers all year because he, in my opinion, Trey before the injury was putting forth a lot more effort on the defensive end of the floor. Right. And that's what a lot of
his hands are more active.
Right. He's getting more. And I think that maybe his relationship with Quinn kind of helps that out and says, look, dude, if you're ever going to get over the hump as a player, we've got to have it on the defensive end of the floor. And so I think he tried to do that. So I've tried not to take those shots at Trey as far as his defense goes. But I think no matter what you have coming out of this draft, you better get a good defender if you're Atlanta, no matter what it is. And I think that's why a lot of people have started pointing at Donovan Clingan as saying, I don't know what he is, as far as offensively, how he would interact with Trey. You get some of those lob dunks.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's really a good passer for how big he is. But you look at a guy, I think Clingan's got like a 7'9" wingspan. Like, okay, yeah, I'd love to have that. I'd love to have that.
I didn't know he had a 7'9" wingspan. That's absurd.
It's absurd. Listen, watching Bama go up against him in the Final Four, it just looked like they were a peewee team going up against him in the paint, man. So
it looks like a big guy holding a guy by the forehead as he tries to punch him. He can't quite get to him.
Can't get the body shots going.
The Bleacher Report says, these are the measurements from the combine, that Clingan has a wingspan measured at 7'6".
Oh, okay. I was lied to. But that's still pretty good. That still will work. What does it say Alex Starr's wingspan is on there?
Let me scroll down, see if I can find that for you.
How's this bubble? Good bubble.
And that's the thing is, like, you look at Alex Starr, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but you look at Alex Starr, and obviously he comes out of high school. He's playing in Atlanta's Overtime Elite. He plays 2 years there. He's playing in Australian League. This is not – and none of these guys really are a finished product. Zachary Risacher had about a half a year of good offensive production, and he's kind of a volume shooter when it comes to shooting the three, and he's one of those guys that, like, okay. But all of these guys, if you try to slot them into the number one overall pick, it seems like there's a downside. It seems like there's always he can't do this well. Right? And it's all about projections and how they're going to play. And so I said this yesterday. I think a lot of this has to do with who they can move and what they can get for them before the draft. Clint Capella's name is always
out there. Well, that defines your roster,
too. We're basically at the draft, right?
Yeah,
are we going to hear some crazy news?
Well,
we're going to hear a Woj bomb later on
breaking
today?
News, this, breaking news, this front office from the Hawks is not known for making any splash moves. I don't know. I think that everybody just kind of assumes that there will be something else. I do not think you go into the draft and you simply draft the number one player and that's just the end of the story. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that there is some other move to be made. You have to make this team better in the immediate future and then also think about the long term. It's a tough line of thinking.
So the Kevin O'Connor article that I was talking about, it did say that if DeJounte Murray is LA's target, then it'd be easier to match salaries in a trade for him before his contract extension kicks in on July 1st.
Mm. Yeah, well, there you go.
So
I think look, and it's structured that way for a reason. I really think that, and we had a caller yesterday mention Ingram from New Orleans. You've heard about Herb Jones from New Orleans, a nice wing player that plays good defense, that can space the floor. I think that's what anybody would want. It's just, who is that guy?
3-and-D, baby.
Right.
That's what they need.
And I think really when you look at it and you're the Atlanta Hawks and if you're the front office, it's all about packaging. What can you package together? Because I don't think any one player, maybe aside from Trae Young individually, really brings that much to you. What can you package Clint Capella with the one? Can you package DJ with the number one overall pick? Can you do some of those things that really resets what you're doing without absolutely having to start over in terms of this roster?
Yeah, I was about to say, you say reset, I just cringe, like, ugh.
You're like,
yeah,
no.
I don't want to sit through
reset.
Another.
A soft reset, Rob.
Three or four, I think 50, you just, 60 lost seasons.
But, I mean, the thing is, you, and last year when the John Collins move was made, it was like, all right, what's coming next? Can't wait to see what's done. Can't, you know, and then you get to the trade deadline, and it's, you know, hey, where's DJ going to go? And all these cryptic tweets coming out and everything else. And what's going to – and nothing. And I just – I don't think that the Hawks can afford to come out of this draft just saying, well, we drafted Alex Saar, number one. Not sure he wants to be here, but we're moving forward, and we're going to see what he turns into in two years. I mean, it just – I think that would leave a lot of questions, including myself, of where this team is headed. Because I don't know that he's the answer to turning this thing around year one. And to his point, he's maybe more of a four at this point. You got Jalen, who's been great, but took a couple years to develop himself. And so I just don't think year one, if Alex Saar is the guy. Now, like I said, if somebody, some other team covets Alex Saar, then draft him and see what happens, right? See what kind of offers you can get for him, and maybe you can move him around. Maybe you can trade him to a Washington. Maybe you can get a number of other picks and still get your guy that helps you now at the top of the draft. But it all remains to be seen. I think there's just I in any draft I've ever watched, I've never had this many questions moving into to the number one pick. But thankfully, it's the Hawks sitting in that seat because
any draft.
Any draft ever, I have never had this many questions about who's going to go number one overall. It's
been a while.
It could be seven different people, and I would not be shocked. Legit. They could come up there and go, Reed Shepherd, Kentucky, and I'd go, well, you know what? I see it. You know what I mean? Good player. Better athlete than you think.
When we come back, we'll go in the huddle. Which NFL team has the most to prove this year? We're going to hear from one offensive tackle. Stay with us on the other side in the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.